All right, Hunter Lawrence in the scrum. Hey, your best race of the year, man. You rode really well. Stayed right up front. I'm thinking this is the best race?
Yeah. No, I was really happy. I mean, you bust your ass during the week, and then when you don't get to, like, accomplish what your goals are on the weekend, it's tough, but we've been getting better and better every weekend, so... That's the most important. We just keep working, put our head down, bum up, and hopefully we'll end on the box soon.
Your brother went around the outside of you, and I thought, well, could have been a little more aggressive there. I don't know if you knew it was him or, like, you know what I mean? Like, it looked like you, I don't say you gave it to him, but yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, well, let's just say I was happy he did end up getting Tomac and on the box, because if he didn't get Tomac, I would have been awfully disappointed at not giving him a little more grief.
So you were nice to him?
Yeah, of course. Right. Sure.
Something about this track tonight, I've said this, everyone's going to hear me say this, but I sat in the press box, I walked in, I'm like, this thing's going to be awesome. Kenny was talking about a quad that maybe he could do in the rhythm. And then, you know what? No, he never did it, but you know what I mean? Like, this is where the things we were thinking about, and then it didn't turn out that way, kind of.
Dude, same boat as you, I guess. I'm watching press day. You know, you hear all the rain in the week leading up to it. Normally, it's a big indicator of how Detroit, for example, last year was really hard packed. This year was super soft like Indy. Yep. So I thought, man, we were going to... Dirt looks so good. It's very deceiving, but it's just desert dirt, I guess. So, it's pretty consistent. Phoenix always gets slippery. So,
kind of the rhythm, you were stuck in the one lane. Now, on the Dartfish going over... Or going on, what was better?
Over,
right?
I think one of the sessions, I think it was his first quali. Yeah, it was first quali when Jason went double and then over. But double from the inside. He didn't have to go wide to set up. Yep. That was faster because you'd go low. You'd go over the two big fives, like three over them. Yep. But I don't know. Did many guys do that in the main?
Yeah, probably like four or five, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the guys I was around, we just pretty much did the same rhythm, and it was, I don't know if the other way was a little hit and miss. Like, the room for error was a little smaller.
Jason went over, double over, and then couldn't always get, because he went too far, he couldn't always get the next triple, which would then fuck him.
Because in the heat race, I followed him, Jason got me, and I went double, then over, and then I went double over the five, double over the five, and then you go double three, then back onto three, three out, and Eli was behind me, and he did the normal, like, on, off, three, three, off the two tall five footers, and I didn't actually lose that much time to him, just going double, double, because you were going over the two high ones, you know?
Yep.
It was long rhythm lane, you had to stay switched on. The other one after the finish line, you go triple. That triple onto that tabletop was a really high speed one. Normally, some triple ons are easier than others, and that one you had to hit it pretty fast, I thought.
Okay.
And tight transitions.
All right, we're six races in. Assess your season. This was your best one, so we're going to hopefully go forward. Yeah, sure. Tougher than you thought? What you kind of thought? Where are you at on that?
I don't know. I think the first three races are a bit of a... Obviously, didn't make the main in A1.
Yep.
The mudders, can you really... Sure, they're supercrosses, but let's be honest, it's trail riding, and there's so much out of variables.
Yep.
And then San Diego was not bad. I think it was 8th or 7th or something, I think. A2 was... We struggled at A2 a bit with bike and just myself as well. Then we worked hard. Detroit, that wasn't... terrible. It was still okay, but still at top 10. So I'd say we were top 10. Tonight was good. Top like five. We'll scrape the barrel at top five. We're fifth. We're moving in the right direction.
It's we talk about this all the time. Like, it is kind of Starcross. You know, I had Carmichael on my show on Monday, and I said, in your day, you could start backwards and get third. And he goes, yeah, I could.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen now, man, no matter who you are, right?
You've seen, obviously, Webb. Tonight, even last weekend, you know, like he was right there in front of me, I believe. Or no?
Yeah.
Behind?
I think he caught up behind you. No, you got him. Yeah, you got him.
We beat him in even Eli, for example. Yeah. Eli was great tonight.
Yeah.
And last weekend he was struggling. So it's crazy, man. It's so tight and it's so, like, dude, today my first qualifier was really good. It was P5 or 6. And then the next one, I didn't quite string the perfect lap together, and I wasn't even inside the top 10. You know, it's like so tight. But it's good, man. We love the challenge, and we welcome and accept it.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.